This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is tweeting about the enormous pain the Asian American community is feeling after a white man was charged with shooting 8 people dead in the Atlanta area. The AP's Mike Gracia.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing 8 people at 3 Atlanta-area massage parlors Tuesday. With 6 of the victims identified as Asian, the shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack. But Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Baker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction.
Less than 3 full months into the year, the attack was the 6th mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
Russian President Putin says comments President Biden made about him earlier this week reflect problems in the U.S. President Biden told an interviewer that President Putin's a killer. Russia is recalling its ambassador. Millions of people in the south are in the path of what could be powerful storms after fierce weather yesterday. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec.
The biggest threat today is anywhere from the central Appalachians, southern Appalachians, eastward to along the coastal sections, especially from coastal Georgia, coastal South Carolina, and coastal North Carolina. It's the areas where we anticipate the greatest risk of severe weather today.
Meteorologist Bob Orovec. Yesterday, Alabama reported what appear to have been tornadoes. There was storm damage in Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi, too. Parts of the South reported very high winds and hailstones the size of baseballs. The world's been awaiting the results of a European investigation into whether there's any evidence that the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine was behind unusual blood clots reported in some recipients of the shot. Word is expected today. This is AP News. The tax deadline is being pushed back. The AB's Sagar Magani.
For a second straight year, Americans will have more time to file their taxes. The IRS is delaying the traditional filing deadline from April 15th to May 17th. It's not just a break for taxpayers dealing with virus-related challenges. The agency itself is dealing with tax changes from the virus relief law. The delay gives it more time to issue guidance. It's also helping send out government relief payments while processing returns. Even with the delay, the IRS urges people to file as soon as possible, especially those due refunds or who may be due more relief money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Redfin says more Americans are looking for cheaper homes in smaller cities and suburbs. The pandemic is speeding up the trend, says Redfin's chief economist, Daryl Fairweather. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.